talk with Phil Hendry on Coast to Coast PM from west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. And to talk to Phil here in the studio or to talk to yourself, dial 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show on the Premier Radio Networks.
Phil Hendry here, and our number is 1-800-449-8686. The high school hazing and college hazing, and I don't know, maybe there's elementary school hazing. Hazing in general has been made illegal in many municipalities, many states, because some students have gotten very seriously hurt. You know what hazing is. Was anybody were you hazed in high school? I got hazed my first year in high school. I went to a private Catholic boys' high school. There was hazing. The seniors hazed the freshmen. Some schools, some institutions of learning have taken it to such an extreme that there are students who've been very seriously hurt or even killed as the result of this hazing. And then we also have fraternity hazing. There is a school in Portland, Oregon, Delaney Forster High School. It's a private all-boys high school. Stan Workman is the principal. This school has come under some fire by at least a couple of parents, even Bill Lonigan. They claim that their son Zachary was traumatized during a hazing earlier this year as a freshman. Now, they have something called their hazing week. I don't know what it's called, and we're going to get Mr. Workman on the line. I guess a lot of these, Mr. Workman, I guess a lot of these hazings have names?
Well, I don't know what you mean by a name. A lot of them are known as Hell Week.
That's what I meant, like Hell Week or Rush Week?
Yes, that's correct.
Does the hazing that takes place at your high school have a name?
Oh, a lot of the kids call it Stan Workman's Hell Week because it was instituted by me as the principal of the school some 10 years ago as a way to get the students to bond to the system, Phil.
So the students know it as Stan Workman's Hell Week?
Some of the students do, yes.
So they named it after you, huh?
They did, yes, sir. And I will tell you, Phil, that it's something that we're very proud of here at Delaney Forster. We do think that it does a great deal toward bonding the students.
Well, there's at least two parents that don't think so. Their son, Zach Lonigan, are you familiar with the student?
Yes, I know Zachary.
Okay, he came home. His mother claims she found blood in his underwear. Do you have any comment on this?
As I told Mrs. Lonigan and as I've told their attorneys and I told our attorneys, I do not know how that occurred, and nothing, and let me repeat, nothing to my knowledge that is allowed during our Hell Week, our hazing week, would cause that to happen.
Okay. He claims that he is led into a closet, or at one point was led into a closet, and then there is some ritual that takes place. The kid won't say what. But the parents are very, very concerned. Can you tell us?
Well, Phil, we have a tradition at our school, and it's very closely guarded, and Zachary didn't say anything about it because it's a very special tradition. It is a secret, a sacred, time-honored ritual that we do not just tell anybody about. It is part of our initiation. It doesn't have anything to do with anything destructive, in our opinion. And Zachary is honoring that.
So you won't say what happens?
I will tell you. I certainly would be happy to tell you what happens during most of our initiation week. But the area that we call the encounter is a secret and is sacred.
Well, that's what the parents are complaining about, that you will not be forthcoming in what goes on in this encounter session.
No, I will not. And with very good reason, because we have a time-honored tradition. And
don't you think parents have a right to know if you're taking their son into a janitor's closet? Don't you think they have a right to know?
They have a right to know that their son's not being harmed, and their son was not harmed at all, Phil. They found blood in Zach's underwear. That's got nothing to do with me, and it has nothing to do with Delaney Forster High School. And
can you want to speculate?
I would not be willing to speculate, no.
Tell me about the hazing.
Well, our hazing, our Hell Week, starts out in a Greco-Roman tradition. We really believe in the traditions and in the classics. And we are an all-boys high school that is a college preparatory high school. And in the Greco-Roman tradition, which is a Greco-Roman tradition rooted not only in the development of the intellect, but also development of the body, all of our students stripped down to their athletic supporters. And we begin with an early morning steam bath, which is in a large communal steam pool. That is followed by a communal meal where we sit on mats at a lowered table. We then leave the communal meal and we begin our wrestling exhibitions, which take anywhere from 3 to 4 hours, where students team off.
And now the students are doing all of this wearing only jock straps, right?
They are either wearing athletic supporters or they are in the Greco-Roman tradition again. They are not wearing anything, and this is an homage to the athletic, tradition, Phil. The Olympic Games in Athens, Greece, were all performed in the nude, and without this, I think we lose that tradition. There is absolutely nothing sexual whatsoever.
But the guys are out there wrestling. This is part. So first they have a morning steam bath, then they have a communal meal, then they go out and wrestle.
Yes, sir. We have a wrestling exhibition.
Followed by what?
That is followed around 12 or 1 o'clock by our group dance.
I'm sorry, the group what?
Our group dance.
Dance, okay.
The guys like to get into a mosh pit, and they like to bang into each other down there and dance with each other, and that's part, again, of the Greco-Roman.
And they're down in that mosh pit dancing nude, right?
As I said, either nude or wearing their athletic supporters.
All right, so far you've got them taking a morning steam bath, a communal meal, wrestling exhibitions, and a group dance, all in jock straps, right?
I answered these. The police asked me these questions, and I thought I was very forthcoming.
I'm not trying to say that anything wrong is going on, but everybody has to know exactly what the environment is, okay?
Yes, but you seem to be focused on the lack of clothing, and I'm trying to educate you, Phil. There is a Greco-Roman tradition.
Yes, sir.
Which honors not only the intellect, but the physique, the physicality. And it was a Greco-Roman tradition which was the very founding paradigm of the Olympics. So being naked or being in a state of near nakedness means absolutely nothing other than an honoring of the body as well as the mind.
All right, so the guys are now in a mosh pit. Then what?
Then we have our showers. Photographs are taken.
Where are the photographs taken?
While the boys are showering or after they're coming out of the shower, then we have our group photographs, something that they can remember. As you can see, Phil, by the way, there is absolutely nothing in this week of hazing that has anything to do with violence. You've got young men wearing their athletic supporters, dancing together, wrestling, eating at a group table, taking an early morning steam bath in honor of the Greco-Roman tradition, then showering and having their pictures taken.
Now, when they're in the shower, obviously, they have to remove the...
Yeah, obviously, sir.
Okay, the jock strap. Okay, then what?
Then we have what we call our encounter, and this is what young Zachary was upset about, or what young Zachary's parents were upset. Understand that Zachary did not care.
And what is your encounter? And by the way, hold on.
Well, the encounter...
Hold on. We're speaking with the principal of Delaney Forster High School in Portland, Oregon. His name is Stan Workman. Some parents have brought some accusations against the school regarding hazing. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Apparently, there was blood in the underwear of their son when he came home. All right. Now, this is the encounter we're talking about?
This is the after-lunch encounter. When the students are led into a enclosed area, darkened area, a broom closet or a janitor's closet, and they are blindfolded, we bring in a bowl of peeled grapes. There are two students, and there is a counselor. This is trust, and the trust issue is very important. And the student is told that he will or could be fed peeled grapes. So the student opens his mouth. And because this is a trust issue, Phil, it's at this point where the student is hoping that a peeled grape is put into his mouth.
But he doesn't know.
He doesn't quite know.
He's blindfolded. He's in a darkened closet. He's...
Okay. That's good for me.
Okay, the guy hung up. He hung up. The last I heard him say was that the students go into a closet, there's peeled grapes, the kids open their mouths, And at this point, the student is hoping a peeled grape is put into his mouth, but he doesn't know. And he just hung up. Can you get this guy back, Mike? Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with, or we were talking with until he hung up on me, Stan Workman, the principal of Delaney Forrester High School in Portland, Oregon. Hazing has been an important and invaluable tool in training and discipline young people, according to him. They have a week of hazing that they call their Hell Week, Stan Workman's Hell Week, in which young men in jock straps or completely nude get together for an early morning steam bath, followed by a communal meal. Then there are wrestling exhibitions, a group dance, showers, photographs, and then what they call a trust encounter, where they go into a darkened room, a closet. They are told to open their mouths and perhaps peeled grapes fed from one student to the other, but they're not sure. And I don't really know what that means, and I don't understand what that has to do with trust. That is, hold on for a second, is this him? Sir, I apologize, okay, for laughing.
We're not going to be involved in anything, Mr. Henry, having to do with making fun of our traditions. If you want to turn this into a small, risque, and obscene joke, that is your business. I will not aid and abet you.
I'm sorry. You say the students are taken into a closet.
There are two students and a counselor, yes.
And one student feeds the other peeled grapes.
Possibly. But the student is told to open his mouth. And at that point, if we're doing our job, the student is asking himself, I wonder if it'll be a peeled grape he puts in my mouth.
Because it's about trust.
It is about trust, yes.
All right, Stan Workman with us, the principal of Delaney Forrester High School. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. You heard the guy. Now, it was that encounter or that aspect of their Hell Week that the parents had a problem with because their son came home with blood in his underwear. The school maintains they know nothing about that. They have no knowledge whatsoever how that happened. Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Stan Workman, principal of the Delaney Forrester High School in Portland, is with us. It's a private all-boys college preparatory high school where they've come under attack for hazing of younger students. Freshmen, Mr. Workman?
I beg your pardon, sir.
Are these freshmen?
The hazing week, yes. The Hell Week is for our freshman students, yes, sir.
All right, so you have it doesn't even sound like it's hazing. It sounds like it's a morning steam bath.
That is correct, sir. There is nothing that we're doing to these boys that is violent at all. They enjoy a morning steam bath together. They are in either a athletic supporter, or if they wish, they can remove the athletic supporter and enjoy a Greco-Roman tradition, a communal meal. They have a wrestling, a group dance. They can partner off or be together in a mosh pit. We have photographs and showers, our encounter with the peeled grapes in a locked closet. And there is nothing at all.
Well, that's what they didn't like. That's what the parents didn't like. These guys are opening their mouths and hoping. And what does that mean, they're hoping a peeled grape goes into their mouth?
That's exactly what they're hoping for. It is a trust issue. Nothing more.
Lebanon on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Well, I'll tell you what it sounds like to me as I'm driving along here listening with an open mind. It sounds like a Roman orgy. What would we have to say to that? What are they going to get if they don't get a peeled grape?
I don't know whether you're educated. I don't know. That's what it sounds
yes,
like
I'm
to you.
I'm fairly educated.
That's what it sounds like to you. You know,
it
and
sure
I don't
does.
Know. I don't know anything about you. You may not have any education.
Why do you lock them in a closet, a darkened closet? And what do they get if they don't get a peeled grape?
Well, you know, if it sounds like an orgy and you don't know anything about it, do you?
No, I'm just listening to you.
All right. Well, then maybe you should listen a little bit more and get more information.
I'll tell you what, if my child was there, he wouldn't be there for
long.
Oh,
so you do.
They'd never allow this anywhere else.
Well, then you do have information.
You're lucky it's a private school, mister.
We're doing nothing to hurt these kids. Nothing at all.
I'm done.
But I think you've got a dirty mind.
You are sick.
I think you ought to clean your mind up.
Thanks for letting me clean on your mind here. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. It is a private school, right?
Absolutely private, and the boys are they're enjoying themselves in the communal nature of it. And
the whole thing, I bet you nobody would have a problem if it wasn't for the...
I know what you're going to say, the athletic supporters.
Yeah.
See, I wish you'd open your mind up, sir.
Well, why do they got to be nude?
Because that is the Greco-Roman tradition of freeing yourself and being in a natural state. And I wish you'd just open your mind and understand that we can all enjoy ourselves this way. And this is a part of the tuition, a part of our lyceum, if you will.
Are the teachers naked?
Yes, we are together with the students, wearing jock straps or in the all together.
So now you got nude teachers, nude boys, and you're all pairing off or group dancing, right?
You know, you're getting dangerously close to starting to make me angry, okay?
All right, I'm just asking a question, right?
Yes, sir.
Here is Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling from Portland.
Yes, hello.
What do you want me to do? I've never done this before.
You're on a radio show, so I assume you called for a reason?
Yes, I did. I was listening to your conversation with the principal at the school, and I just wanted to, and I think it's kind of interesting that you've got underage students here with adults nude. I don't care where it is.
Well, wait a minute. The early Olympic Games were all performed in the nude.
We don't live in those times. They used to burn people at the stake, too.
Well,
they don't do that anymore.
We're not burning anyone at the stake, ma'am. We're having group wrestling.
No, I'm not. Telling you, don't refer to practices that happened centuries ago.
What is wrong? We don't live there now. What is wrong?
We live in 21st century.
Well, I know that, but what's
wrong with
the young
man? And there's enough perversion going on around without teachers and underage students being
together. Wait a minute, Mr. Henry, correct me if I'm wrong. I've never done any. We haven't talked about any sexuality, have we?
Well, the lady is worried that it may lead to that. Okay.
These are underage boys. These aren't older men that are over 18. I think there's something about a law against something like that.
All we are talking about is the boys doing dancing, gymnastic exhibitions for each other.
Now, what does that mean, gymnastic exhibitions for each other?
Doing poses for each other.
You can call it anything you want.
I'm not accusing you or anything. Underage boys doing gymnastics, that's against the law? I don't think so. I've been an educator my entire life, and I don't know anything in the penal code that says
I hope my children never meet up with you because I think it's very different to hear of anything like this.
We have a communal meal. The boys
We've heard all that. I'm not talking about the communal meal.
What is this? Wrestling in the nude might be a little...
No, sir. No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, what are you doing?
The boys go through an early an oiling period, and then they get out and wrestle.
They're oiling each other?
Yes, sir. Which is in the Greco-Roman tradition.
We don't live in the Greco-Roman tradition. We live in 21st century America.
I'll give it to you this way. Have you ever combed another girl's hair when you were a young woman? You brush each other's hair? Did you do that?
Yes, I have done that.
All right, okay. There's no difference between that and young men rubbing oil on each other in preparation for a Greco-Roman wrestling match.
I'm not naked when I'm combing my girlfriend's hair.
Well, you don't have to be.
With adults watching.
You don't have to be, but you have to be naked when
you're... No, you're adding a piece to this that you're ignoring.
Wait, what is that, ma'am?
You're comparing me combing my girlfriend's hair to you... And as adults, watching children, and they are children because they're under 18, nude, rubbing each other with oil, there's a big difference there.
We photograph it all to make sure that nothing...
You're photographing all of it?
Yes, sir. What's wrong with that?
Why?
To make sure that none of the boys get injured.
Oiled? How could you be injured?
In the wrestling exhibition, we make sure we're photographing all the moves.
You're photographing and filming, too.
Yes, we do.
You know,
Hold on. I got to take a break. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry here. Can they hear my name when I say my name? There, Jeff, you got that thing cranked up so loud, man? I'm bleeding. They're finding blood in my underwear. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Pardon me for that, but it's a reference to a student whose mother found exactly that, blood in his underwear. The student, a student at Delaney Forster High School in Portland, a private boys preparatory high school, college prep, as the result of a hazing week called Stan Workman's Hell Week. We have Stan Workman with us. He's the principal of the school, the headmaster of the school. And this kid, after all of these, they went through a wrestling, oiling each other up, group dance, where you say they pair off, photographs in the shower, then they go into a closet or a dark room where they are blindfolded and fed possibly, I don't understand how that works, possibly peeled grapes.
Okay, it works like this, Mr. Henry. The students go in, two students with a counselor. One student has a blindfold on.
I got that.
The student opens his mouth, and he is told, maybe we'll put a peeled grape in your mouth. Then again, maybe not.
And what's that got to do with trust?
Well, now the student is thinking, I hope he puts a peeled grape in my mouth. Now, keep in mind, all of the paranoia that's been exhibited here by these women calling in. They're nude, they're oiled up, they're dancing together. The kid is probably afraid at this point that someone will try to put something in his mouth, a body part in his mouth, perhaps.
So you want the kid to fear that's going to happen?
No, we don't. We want him to trust.
Trust what?
That's your call.
Trust what? Is a peeled grape going to get in his mouth? Or what else is going to get in his mouth?
That's where the student's trust comes in.
Well, I don't get it. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, you don't have to get it, Mr. Henry. You don't go to school here. It is a private school.
And there are people concerned about it, including these parents. Pacific Grove on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
You know, my husband and I were listening, and we thought this was a joke. We truly did. We thought this was some kind of...
Delaney Forster High School, ma'am,
has been 40 years in
the Portland, Oregon area.
Excuse me, I got to call in. Let me speak. You know, we really did. We thought this was some kind of... Let me finish, please. I don't see what purpose this has for young boys to be rubbing their genitals, doing wrestling pins.
I never said that. I never said rubbing genitals. I said the boys oil each other up.
When you wrestle, you rub genitals.
Oh, you do? Have you wrestled?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have.
And you've rubbed your genitals on a few women. Is that it?
Oh, come on. Don't attack me personally.
Well, madam, you are making an outrageous...
Love society.
Wait a second. The lady...
He sounds like the man-boy love society.
Okay, hold on for a minute.
We're taking photographs.
Mr. Workman, are the kids wrestling nude?
Naturally.
Naturally.
That's pedophilia.
How is that pedophilia? I don't lay a hand on it.
Come on. You should really have little red X's carved in your forehead.
You want it to be, don't you?
You're what all the parents are afraid of.
Afraid of what? The boys oil each other up.
Pedophiles like you.
The boys
oil each other
up for exhibitions, and then they have the group dance.
Hey, they call those glory holes dark rooms. I don't know what you call them where you're from.
I'm not going to fall for your trap,
okay? You send
people
into dark rooms naked. What are you doing?
This is a encounter session for the boys to trust whether or not we put a grape in their mouth.
You're a pedophile.
You know something, and you're a lesbian. You're a lesbian.
Pedophile,
and you're a dyke. You're a dyke. Okay?
Oh, I'm not a dyke. I'm a mother of children.
Then why are you wrestling other women nude?
You can't handle it. You can't handle.
All right, let's grow up.
This dyke was wrestling other women naked.
I'm not a dyke.
That's what you said you did. You said you wrestle other women.
When you wrestle as young boys.
You wrestle your sons?
They do wrestling pins.
Do you wrestle your sons nude?
No,
okay, now that is uncalled for.
She's the one calling.
Wait a minute.
She called me a pedophile. Well, you're a crotch rubbing dyke.
Well, maybe I am.
There you go.
Maybe I do it with people of age, and you're doing it with minors.
The truth comes out, doesn't it?
No, maybe you do it with minors. You're really
The truth comes out.
You're the one wrestling underage girls.
Help me, Phil.
You're the one wrestling underage girls.
All women, Phil.
You need help, huh? Let me give you some help, honey.
This man is a...
Well, I think the problem came when you started calling him a name. If you can stick with what your point is, You know, you were making some good points, and then each of you started calling each other. Well, each of you started calling each other names. Okay.
Well, if something walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, looks like a duck, it's a duck.
She's a dyke.
It's a duck.
How do you spell duck?
And you can all laugh, and I'm going to say goodbye, but you know you're a pedophile.
D-U-C-K.
Goodbye.
See you, dyke.
Well, that was really.
Well, Mr. Henry, she's the one that started it. I didn't.
Here is El Paso on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
You know, I know several serious educators from all the way from teachers' assistants, teachers. My sister-in-law is a teacher. My mother-in-law is an administrator in the El Paso Independent School District, and they would absolutely throw up if they heard this.
You know, I don't
I really hope they're not listening because
what it is we are doing is illegal. I don't see anything that we're doing that's illegal.
I don't see how this has anything to do with a serious education. Whether it be boys or girls.
This is a Greco-Roman tradition that goes back thousands of years to the birth of the Olympics in Athens.
That's nonsense. That's absolute nonsense.
What about the let me ask some specific questions. What about the photographs in the shower? Why do you take pictures in the shower?
To see whether the boys have been injured at all in the wrestling and dancing.
And how are pictures in the shower going to help you with that?
You can identify injuries that way.
But by taking pictures of them in the shower?
Well, sir, this is after the wrestling and dancing exhibitions and before our communal encounter.
Incredible.
You know something? Let me tell you something.
I have a 21-year-old daughter, and with all the nonsense that goes on in school, all the way from preschool all the way through college nowadays, this is the last thing you need to throw into the whole mix is this kind of nonsense going on.
It's not nonsense. It is a
serious
encounter.
I think any right-minded person, anybody that Even if their Neil is sitting right in the middle, they got to listen to this and think it's just absolutely crazy.
I may not have a problem with any of the other stuff, but when you talk about this encounter where the kid's hoping a grape is put in his mouth.
God.
That is a trust issue having to do with the students, having to do with the professionals.
Well, wait a minute. The kid's blindfolded in a closet. He's got his mouth open. Is that it?
That is correct, yes.
He's got his mouth wide open. And then what?
Then we have a bowl of peeled grapes.
And then what happens?
Maybe one of them's put in the kid's mouth.
That's what you're telling him. I mean, and the the fear is that maybe a grape isn't put in his mouth.
Oh, I get it. Now you're saying maybe some guy's ding-a-ling. Is that it? Now it finally comes clear to me.
Well, how long's it going to take?
Well, you're thinking the kid's afraid some guy's going to drop his ding in there. Is that it?
Yes, sir, that's it.
I find that slanderous. I find that libelous. I find that...
Well, sir, that's what you are inspiring in these guys when you got them oiling each other up and doing group dance, okay?
That is a slanderous comment, sir.
Well, that's what all these people are trying to tell you. You have to understand the impression that you leave with people. Mission Viejo on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I'd just like to say that, obviously, he's so insecure with his point that he had to call that lady a dyke.
Yeah. Well, she was calling him a pedophile, so
you know what?
It got into a name-calling thing.
But
that's right,
know,
and I can,
sounds
do,
like
she can
it,
dish it out, but she can't take it.
Okay, but
problem.
You know what? You get to talk, but I'm calling in, and I'm at work, and you're not letting me finish.
Well, I don't know if you've got anything to say.
Yeah, I do have something to say. It totally goes against every code of ethic as being a teacher.
Mr. Henry told me that he thinks guys are going to drop their ding in each other's mouths, and I'm going to tell you we don't do that.
Because what else could it be if it's a peeled grape?
Right.
How specific are you getting?
Thank you.
What else could it be?
Thank you. That's what I'm trying to say.
What else could it be? A meatball, a piece of guacamole? What else could it be, you freak?
Oh, I'm a freak.
Yeah, you are.
and okay, he's laughing again.
Oh, gosh, we hurt your feelings. Are you a little insecure?
You know, ma'am, I'm an educator of 20 years. You think some guy's going to drop his ball?
I wouldn't be surprised if I saw these pictures on the Internet. You sound like a psycho. Thank you.
You know something? You're under... Oh, that hurts. Okay, thank you.
Okay, there he goes. He hung up again, Mike. Forget it. You know... this cat's got to be dreaming. He's got to be dreaming if he didn't get it until just then. He goes, well, what else could the kid be afraid of? Oh, I get it. You people think there's something predatory going on. Yeah. 45 minutes trying to get through to you. He says, you think some guy's going to drop his ding in there. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Will you have enough money to retire? Introducing FinancialEngines.com, the online investment advisory service that reviews your 401k and IRA investments and offers specific personalized advice to help you improve your chances of meeting your financial goals. Your investments, your goals. The advice you get is personalized for you. Take control of your financial future with FinancialEngines.com. Log on today for your free 30-day trial. Offer good through June 16th. Cannot be combined with other promotions.
I'm over 60 and keeping house is important to me. But my aging knees are slowing down and I can't keep up.
As you age, you wear away joint cartilage, reducing mobility. Help rebuild and protect your cartilage with Pain-Free, a natural supplement from Schiff. Pain-Free's extra-strength glucosamine and chondroitin helps rebuild cartilage.
Pain-Free helps me keep up so I can keep the house up.
Taken daily, Pain-Free can help you support greater flexibility within 8 weeks.
Hey, Phil Hendry here, 1-800-449-8686. And for those of you who might have noticed yesterday on the network, we had a tape rolling. I was doing something special here in Los Angeles for the Los Angeles affiliate, great station KFI. Our program director, David Hall, asked me to do some things locally with our listeners, and I did, and I thought it was a lot of fun. And I was on the air this morning. The reason why I say that, I was on the air this morning with Bill Handel, who does a morning show at KFI. And those guys are, they're completely whack. The way they treat him, did I tell you this, Mike? I went in to watch Handel do a show. They treat that guy like dog doo, like caca. They treat the guy like dog caca. I mean, he's the host of the show, and he's got his producer there, Jennifer Keller, and Ken Gallagher does news, and Paula Wall, and Rich Murata, who's doing a sports, and they're all, like, talking to the guy like he's a pile of garbage. And I said, Bill, what's going on here? He says, oh, I got no balls. I have no balls. He says, I leave my balls at home. They beat me up. They abuse me. At one point, he had the monitor turned up so he could hear the commercial, and Jennifer looks at him and goes, turn that down. I can't talk to Phil. And he's like, just like a dutiful schoolboy, reaches over and turns it down and keeps his mouth shut and keeps opening his mail. I said, Bill, this is your show. Oh, no. They treat me like crap. It's okay. They hate me. I just do my thing. And Bill does a show that is extremely successful and has been for a long time. And this cat, I mean, I would like to have this guy's, I don't want to have your life, Bill. If you, no offense, but I wouldn't want to have your life, man. I wouldn't want to be working 16 jobs and then coming in. Like, you know, maybe 5 jobs is enough. What do you think, Handel? Guy's got 1,200 jobs. He's doing a radio show. He's got a legal service. He's got his regular law practice. He's got another business on his side. He's got about 1,600 businesses. The guy is going from 4 a.m. What is those?
Saturday.
And then he's got a Saturday show, which is the... Isn't it still syndicated? It is. Handle on the Law. And I go in there, and they're treating this guy like warmed over doo-doo. Is the Law show syndicated? I don't know. I think it is. I think the Saturday show is, yeah. But it was kind of funny. I'm just sitting there watching the abuse that this guy... And then I went and I listened to these guys making fun of him and stuff in the other studio. I've never seen anything like that before in my life. But he's successful. That's why I would like you guys to start talking behind my back and treating me like crap. Okay? Just treat me like an old horse, man. Now, I got this little cold. I apologize. I think I mentioned to you that I was over the weekend visiting my in-law, my sister-in-law, and we had a whole slew of relatives up at Terry's house, and we're all jammed into the spa. And the thing that was up there was not just the adults, as we're all sitting around and talking, but the kids. There's a lot of kids. There are a lot of little kids. Little tiny kids with nose, snot, and goop all over their face, and they're sitting in the same hot tub with you. And pretty soon you realize that you're sitting in this this cauldron of bacteria. Little kid plus hot tub. You know what that equals? Like polio. Like typhoid. And guess what I walk out of there with? Raging sinusitis and rhinovirus and everything else. Because a little, not just, you know, not just your kids, Terry, but ours too. Just all little tiny kids crammed into this tub. Everybody, there were adults, there were kids, there was conversation, there was yakking, there was steam rising. I'm looking at JP. He's going back to UCSB last weekend. Last week. You know, he's ready to close out his junior year. He's going to close out his sophomore year. He's starting his junior year next year. He's going to go back down to UCSB. He was sort of meditating on his life. And I looked over and I said, JP, I think we're going to come out of here with some kind of raging rash, some sort of leprosy. He goes, I know what you're talking about, man. Look at this. I hate this. I'm in hell. As the steam is rising and it's going right up into your nostrils. And I'm sick as a dog. By the way, we were talking about appropriateness of humor. And this joke got a guy fired, a guy that I happen to admire immensely. I happen to know it got him fired because the guy that fired him told me that this is what got him fired. And here's the joke. It was the morning after the Challenger explosion. And it was a tremendous talent by the name of Emperor Bob Hudson, who was an extremely significant influence on my life and my career. He was a genius on the radio. He was heard locally in Los Angeles in the 1960s. He was an artist. He was a theater of the mind master. He created a persona for himself, an alter ego called The Emperor. Emperor Hudson was his name. And he did the morning show on KRLA. And he would talk about being in the leopard skin room. He'd talk about chicks, speaking of feeding them peeled grapes, you know. They'd be doing that, and he had all these babes and everything, and he had all these drops about getting off the freeway, his highness is coming, all this crap. And anyway, Emperor Hudson one morning, after the Challenger blew up, got on the air, and he said the reason why the Challenger blew up is because they were up there freebasing Tang. And I thought, well, that's funny. I mean, you know, it's a funny line, it's a funny joke. The guy that canned him told me I had to can him. I said, why? He did it the morning after. If it had been a month later, if it had been 6 months later, I said, you agree that was funny, right? Yes, I agree it was funny. I said, why'd you fire him? Because it was the timing was wrong. I said, well, let's talk about that for a minute. What do you mean the timing was wrong? He says, well, it was the morning after the Challenger blew up for a cat to go on the air and say the Challenger blew up because they were freebasing Tang. I said, okay, I'm going to agree with you that the timing was wrong. But do you know that you did more damage by firing him than if you just let that line go, let the cat finish out his show, and after he got off the air, tell him, you know what, bad move with that Challenger freebasing Tang line. Well, why? Well, here's why, because of the timing. But what you did instead was you ended the career, and this was at the very tail end of Emperor Hudson's career, of a very talented guy on such a sour note. And the guy deserved better than that. And who cares if it was bad timing? And yeah, I know the guy was like a 40-year professional and probably should have known better. But you know what? Now here we are some 13, 14 years after the Challenger blew up. And guess what? It's more funny than it is tragic. Don't they say that time will tell, that history will prove who's right and who's wrong? Emperor Hudson was right. Freebasing Tang. I just laid that line out right now, and Craig Taylor thought it was a riot. All those Challenger jokes, of course, have stood the test of time. But poor old Bob Hudson, he got blown out of his gig, and I think that was the last radio gig he had, and then he died a couple years ago out in Monrovia. And, geez, there's a guy that deserves a star and a walk of fame. They just gave Johnny Hayes one, which I say, very good for you, Johnny. Good going, man. Because Johnny was one of those great guys, too, but Bob Hudson, give him a star. I'd sponsor it, but I don't have the 3 G's it takes to buy one. But if for no other reason, the guy deserves a star and a walk of fame because they had to end his career early because he laid out that freebasing Tang line, and it was the funniest damn thing that I'd ever heard. And, you know, nothing's going to bring those people back. But that was my tribute to Emperor Hudson. I'm glad you guys liked that joke. I was laying a few really tasteless jokes on these guys during the break, and they loved all of them. Phil Hendry here, 1-800-449-8686.